Welcome to your five for today. The mention of the taxman may stir up a variety of different emotions. Whilst money paid to the government is used for a number of different purposes, including the National Health Service, how many of us actually like handing over hard-earned money? Winston Churchill is reported to have said that there is no such thing as a good tax. And a quote credited to the American writer Mark Twain says, "The only difference between a taxman and a taxidermist is that the taxidermist leaves the skin." Under the occupation of the Roman authorities, people in Israel at the time of Jesus regarded those of their own people who had become tax collectors as traitors to their nation, and therefore beyond the pale. So, when Jesus was found in the house of a tax collector, Levi, whose acquaintances had also gathered together for a meal, the religious leaders asked Jesus' followers why he kept such poor company. Hearing their criticism, Jesus answered that those that are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Of the things we like to receive from a doctor, one has become an increasing rarity. They're coming. Whilst virtual consultations have been a help to many, balancing the pressure of time and reducing the risk of spreading sickness further are factors that have to be considered. However, when the situation becomes really serious, there is nothing quite like an actual visit from the doctor. The reason that the Son of God came into the world as a man and rubbed shoulders with sinners was because he came to deal with a very serious condition. However, because he has God's own nature, the hereditary condition of sin could not be passed to him. No PPE was required. It is also important for a doctor to have the competence to deal with any problem he diagnoses. Thankfully, the Lord Jesus has demonstrated his power not only to heal physical sickness, but to deal with our spiritual condition too. He has the power to forgive sins and to change us from the inside. This means that he does not just treat the symptoms, the wrong things that we do, but he deals with the very cause by giving us a new nature. Some have found themselves before a doctor whose bedside manner has left something to be desired. A qualified professional has apparently seen the condition, but not the person. Compassion is another valuable quality to be found in the Lord Jesus. Having seen our condition, and that we are unable to help ourselves, he has pity towards us and wants to save all who will come to him. That is why he was prepared to suffer on the cross at Calvary, taking our sins upon himself. The Bible tells us that God made him to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. This is how he has made a cure available. All we need to do is respond to his call. A hymn says, "My great physician heals the sick, the lost he came to save. For me his precious blood he shed, for me his life he gave. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me." The occasion of Jesus' visit to Levi's house shows us that, whoever we are, if we turn away from our sin to him, he can and will save us, even the taxman. Thank you for listening.